7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Hey, fellas, how's the hen? Whoa! Hold the phone, Jackson! Dad, what's with the knees? They're freaking me out, man! With the short pants and the knees!
Oh, yeah, okay. What time is it? The current time is 19:30 UTC! And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of... The Dubious Goals Committee. Right. So it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking tea. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Daddy. I'm drinking tea, and it's delicious. I'm sitting around indoors today drinking tea because I thought it was going to be warm outside today. But no, apparently it's not. The Weather Channel said it was going to be close to 10 degrees, but it's like... It's really 1 degree. My thermometers in my house say 1 degree. And they say it's -1. Right, so what are we doing today other than complaining about the weather? Well, we're just going to hang out and do stuff. Do what? I don't know. Do some dark loads because we're obviously at the goth laundromat once again. Hanging out at the goth laundromat. And drinking tea. I'm vaguely disappointed. I was really hoping to go outside today, but yeah, no, that's not gonna even be a thing. So I'm just gonna drink more tea. I am drinking pour. It's so good. And I was going to do something. What was I going to do today? What was I going to tell you? There was something vaguely important. I don't remember. Oh, I did have a weird dream. Because I had another sort of weird broken sleep night. And I woke up too early. But I did manage to go to sleep about an hour later, maybe a little bit longer than that, it doesn't matter. And I fell back asleep for about another 2 hours. And in that 2 hour span, I had a dream. It was something weird. I don't remember what it was exactly, but again, it was about food. And I don't know if I was making a pizza or if I was making a stromboli. This might be because I bought some strombolis at the store. And something about there being the wrong pepperoni. Somebody says to me, you know, I'm doing something. Maybe I'm getting the pizza ready or the stromboli ready, or I'm getting ready to eat. And Tobe, wait, it's the wrong pepperoni. He's like, wait, what? And then I woke up. And I thought, wait, what? The wrong pepperoni? There is such a thing. But I can't imagine why I would have it. I have the right pepperoni. I make a great deal of effort to get the right pepperoni every single damn time. But yeah, I went to the store 2 nights ago when it was still fairly warm. And I got sandwich stuff, and the cheesy poofs, and graham crackers, and all that. Then I thought, huh, you know, a couple of days ago, I was thinking about those frozen strombolis that I like. I haven't had in a while. And I thought, yeah, that does kind of sound good. I looked for them, couldn't find them, eventually found them, bought two. Thrilling. Maybe I'll eat that today. Is that what I want to eat for lunch? Maybe. It doesn't sound particularly appealing at this time, but... Oh, you know, it's early. It's early yet. Ask me again in 20 minutes. Yum, 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 yum. Alright, so what did I do last night? Man, I did not really have much of a productive night last night. What did I do? Not a damn thing. I sat around thinking a lot. I thought about a bunch of interesting things, including another sort of weird art thing. You know, I've been kind of thinking about mascots or icons or characters to paint with my chalk, with my spray chalk. My little sidewalk art projects that I can do when the weather gets warm. And the committee has already heard about Pink Peng, and you know I have plans for some kind of rubber ducky and maybe a fat rat. But I thought of another one. This one is weird, and I don't know how this one works. But you know how much I like ghosts, and I've been talking about ghosts lately, and I like ghost-like things. And things that wouldn't normally be ghosts, I think, are the most interesting. And I like mundane things. And it just occurred to me, I've done something I don't like. Have I pulled a Stephen King? Have I pulled a Stephen King? I'm not a big fan of Stephen King. Don't get me wrong. He's written a few good books, and I have read them, and I have said, this is a good book. But he has written some books that aren't that great. And not only that, it seems like there was a long time there where he was just writing the same book over and over again. And that book is, oh, here is a thing that is possessed by the devil, and now it's bad. Okay, so we've got Cujo, the dog that's possessed by the devil, and we have Christine, the car that's been possessed by the devil, and this, that, and everything. Okay, right, it's just, come on. Dude, come on. So I feel terrible, because now I'm making everything into ghosts, right? I was thinking, yeah, ghost snakes. Remember ghost snakes from a week or two back? Yeah, okay, that's funny and all, but it doesn't quite work. So I was thinking, and this was my idea, ghost toaster. What the hell's a ghost toaster? Well, you might think at first it was a toaster that died and then has come back in spirit form to haunt people. And when I say toaster here, I mean the little kitchen appliance that sits on a lot of people's counters that you put bread in and you push a lever down, and after a minute or two, hot toasted bread pops up. Okay? A toaster. And I want this. This is the ghost toaster. But what I'm thinking is, instead of it being a toaster that has died and is now haunting people like its previous owners, nothing like that. No, this is some kind of toaster where you push the lever down and then ghosts pop out. I don't know how this works. Do you put anything in it first? Do you put bread in it? No. No, it's entirely supernatural. And you do, every once in a while, out of boredom, or I don't know, maybe this is just your morning routine. You make tea and you push down the ghost toaster, and 2 minutes later, you know, it goes ka-chung, and it dings, and then, oh, two ghosts pop out. one in each slot, one from each slot. And you know how ghosts are always sort of bell-shaped because, you know, they're really spirits under sheets? Okay, well, these ghosts are sort of like slice of bread shaped. They're kind of flat, and so when they pop out of the toaster, it's really ghost bread, but it comes out of a ghost toaster. So, what I want is to create some kind of art where, you know, it's just this toaster that has just produced these toast ghosts, for lack of a better term. And so you have this toaster, and in my mind, I'm kind of seeing like an isometric drawing of a toaster. Like you might see in a toaster owner operator manual or service manual, toaster service manual. Okay. All right, you can kind of imagine what I'm seeing here. So, you know, you got that beautiful isometric line drawing. And then above it are these, like, transparent slices of bread that have, you know, the black ovals for eyes and the black circular mouth, the scary ghost mouth, right, but not really scary. And they're sort of, they're ghosty and transparent. And there's maybe some, like, cartoon ectoplasm still sort of trailing behind the ghosts after they've popped out of the toaster. Oh, yeah. Ghost toaster. Oh. Do I want to make this into a sticker? Yeah, maybe I do. Do I want to make this into some stencils so I can spray paint or spray chalk this around on the sidewalks in my neighborhood? Yeah, I really do. I gotta get to work. I really need to get to work.
The sky. And be forewarned, three hams will certainly kill him. Three hams.
Three hams will kill him. Three hams will kill him. I shouldn't feed him. Three hams!
Drag on me into the chasm gaping we mirrors multi-reflecting this between spunk stain sheet and odorous whim. Hammer eye flick shot within, assist me to walk away in sin. Where is the string that Theseus led? By me out this labyrinth play. Or taste a tart and eat my lunch. Unfrost my slender, thin and lean in this solemn place of filled wedding dreams, of black matted lace, of pregnant cows, as life maps out onto my brow. The card is loaded, index turned into my filing cabinet, habit spreads by.
Bitte keine teuflisch scharf gefüllten Eier mehr an den Bischof schicken, stand in dem Brief.
Dann musst du eben das Rezept verändern.
Mein Rezept ist perfekt! Der Bischof ist ein Trottel. Ich geh schon. Wer ist da?
Bim, 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 bim. Guten Tag.
Kennen wir einen Mr. Klonborg, Mutter?
Da müsste ich erst mal nachdenken.
Ich komme, um dich zu zerstören. Schau deinen Tod ins Auge, Thunderglies.
Oh, nicht so schnell, Stahltüte. Das ist ein Irrtum. Zum Glück darf ich dir sagen, dass ich nicht Thunderglies bin.
Er wohnt ein Stück weiter in der großen schwarzen Festung. Links die Straße hinunter. Ganz einfach.
Man kann sich's aber auch kompliziert machen.
Schau deinem Tod ins Auge, Thunderglies.
Na, der war doch ganz nett.
Aha, hat da etwa jemand einen neuen Hausfreund im Visier?
Schatz, ich hab doch nur gemeint...
Auch wenn ich nicht so große Klauen hab wie er, ich denke doch, du spürst genug, wenn ich dich anpacke.
Guten Morgen, Mom, guten Morgen, Dad. Ah, da.
Balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos. Beef stroganoff.
Oh boy, we're having a fun time here in the Goth Laundromat today. Lots of good music today. First we heard Dear Prudence by Susie and the Banshees. And then we had some Bauhaus with In the Flat Field. Is that my favorite Bauhaus song ever? Gosh, it might be. And then of course we had to do some Trio. Trio, da da da, the German beef version, which would be, you know, sauerbraten. Yeah, it was a dubious goals committee beef remix. So it wasn't Trio, da da da. I guess it would be beef, 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 but we can argue about it on some other episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And I'm hoping it's going to be warm tomorrow so I can go outside. Join me then. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.